All right, so who would your five favorite wrestlers be then?
John Cena.
Well, yeah, that's one.
Yeah, that's
why. The main why one. Him? Why is he number one?
I love him.
You love him. That's it.
Yeah.
No. Okay. His five little moves that he does.
You can't see him.
And you're right, because you know he's in Canada. What's the next one?
Let's see. I like Randy Orton.
Randy Orton, that's a solid pick. You know, I can live with that one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like Dean Ambrose.
He's John Moxley now, not Dean Ambrose.
He's still Dean Ambrose to me.
He's John Moxley.
Yeah, he's an AEW. Got a baby. He's got a baby.
He's an AEW now.
He's got a baby.
And he's happy.
He's got a baby.
Yes.
They just had a third kid.
Okay. I heard the first two times you told me.
Who are my other ones?
Because you only gave me, like, two.
No, I gave you three. I'm counting on my fingers.
Okay. You got two more. For a big wrestling fan, you'd think you'd have these bam, 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 bam.
I like John Cena. That's all that matters.
John Cena's just your top five?
Oh, most definitely. It's John Cena every day. Each color of the week.
Come on, you gotta have two other ones.
Two other ones? Oh, Shawn Michaels.
Oh, yes. Shawn Michaels. Okay, what about your last one?
My last one, let's do just,
can you just name a person?
No, because, like, I gotta actually like them, even when I don't like them.
Just name a name, Miranda.
I like the Shield.
The Shield? Well, you gotta pick one person. Because you already said John. You already said John Moxley, so it's either Roman Reigns or Seth Rollins. Who do you like more?
Right now, neither.
Well, you gotta pick one if you're going to do the whole Shield.
I don't like either of them right now.
The question's not what's your favorite trio.
I don't like either of them right now, though.
Who do you like right now?
Right now?
Yes.
The Usos!
You gotta pick one. Which Uggo do you say?
I know Jey Uso.
There you go. That's your top five
Isn't
wrestlers.
Isn't the other one John?
Jimmy.
Jimmy John.
No, it's Jimmy and Jay. Oh. The Usos. But no, you already said Jay. Yeah. So your top five favorite wrestlers of all time includes Jey Uso and John Moxley.
Dean Ambrose, correct.
You know, you're uncultured.
Oh, Uso!
That's nothing what they have ever done in their lifetime. I've never heard them in the 23 years of wrestling I've watched. I've never seen anyone do that in my lifetime.
I can't copy what they
do. I love the Usos.
I can't copy what they do.
They do. Don't think of like Uso? Yeah, they go ooze and you go oh.
Yeah, but I was trying to do like what they do in the beginning or did in the beginning. It was like, hoa, 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 hoa.
That's like middle of their run. I was like, they didn't do that in the very beginning.
No, in the very beginning.
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
I don't think they did.
They did. I remember. I watched the video. They said they did it in the very beginning, and nobody knew who they were or what they were doing. So, they did it in the very beginning and kept on going, and later on, people started recognizing them, and then... they started getting, like, recognition with that, and little kids started doing it, too, and it just kept on growing and growing.
So right, so your favorite superstar of all time, you're putting in there is Jey Uso.
Sure.
Okay. You know what? That's not even a top five.
Most of them... You told me just to pick somebody!
Yes, because you were just sitting there like, ooh, who do I like?
Well, then, Jey Uso was one of the people. He's got long hair.
I'm glad that's your criteria. Long hair. Yeah, long hair. You're my top five favorite wrestler of all time.
Yeah, but the thing is, John Cena doesn't got long hair.
Yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
He has that dad haircut now. Yeah, he does.
Dad haircut, but he doesn't got long hair.
Yeah, he has pretty decently medium hair. I'll call it medium.
No, I'll call it short.
It's not short.
Yes, it is. If your hair's not, I want to say to your... Maybe bottom of your neck.
Then my hair's short.
No, yours long.
Well, I mean, to your definition, my hair's short because mine does not reach the bottom of my neck yet.
It's close enough.
But it's not there. Close so enough. I have short hair.
No.
Yes.
That's for a girl, you would have short hair.
Yeah, we're talking guys. They're...
No, you got long hair for guys.
Yes. But Sina still has at least medium.
No, medium I would say goes to, like, their ears.
John Cena's hair does go to his ears.
What?
Yeah. Have you not seen a recent picture of him?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it goes to his ears.
No way.
Yes. We'll Google it later and I'll show you.
Okay, we better.
But yeah, you're ready for my top five.
Okay, what's your
top five? Because I got a killer top five that will destroy Jey Uso every day of the week.
What's your top five?
Number one, Chris Jericho.
Ew.
Destroys Jey Uso every day of the week.
I'm not big on Chris Jericho. You know what?
First ever undisputed champion. What has Jey Uso done? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
He's trying to beat up
Ramen Noodles. He's beating up Ramen Noodles. Jey Uso is helped Roman Reigns. You're thinking of Jimmy. Jey Uso is Roman Reigns' right-hand man. It says on his t-shirt.
See, that's the thing.
He don't even know your top five.
No, that's the thing. He is helping him, but he doesn't look happy doing it.
I'm sorry he doesn't have a big smile for you.
He doesn't want
to
do it.
So my number two. Mm-hmm. We're going back to, you know. Will definitely not be Randy Orton. That's...
Okay, what is it?
I think my number two would be Shawn Michaels. That's...
Well...
He's higher than a number three or four, wherever you threw him at.
I think he was. You threw him number three. Four.
Because Dean Ambrose was number three. Or John Moxley.
Oh. Then he might be number four.
Yeah. I know exactly where you threw him.
At least Shawn Michaels can win against Shawn Michaels.
I hope Shawn Michaels can win against Shawn Michaels. That's himself.
Well, some people don't always win against themselves.
Right, no. Yeah, my number three would actually be AJ Styles.
I don't like him either.
You don't like anyone good.
Not my fault.
Yeah, whose fault is it?
I don't know. He doesn't appeal to me.
Doesn't appeal to you? He went to Japan and conquered over there. He conquered in TNA. He conquered in Ring of Honor.
Doesn't mean I like him.
Yeah, you don't like good talent. Let's see. Who's my number four? This one's a hard one. I think number four would have to be Christopher Daniels.
I don't know who that one is.
He's in AEW.
Oh, yeah. I don't really watch AEW. Yeah, I don't really watch wrestling anymore. We don't have cable.
I do because you know I pay my bills. What's another one?
We paid our bills.
Then you'd have cable.
No, Mom just thought it was too much.
I pay $20 a month for Sling TV.
Yeah, we ain't getting Sling TV.
Yeah. Pay $20 a month for it.
Good for you.
They're not a sponsor, by the way.
No, they are not.
Nah. So don't use Sling TV until they sponsor us.
I don't think that's how that works.
Protest.
Okay, your fifth?
Ooh, my fifth. This one, I was thinking about for quite a minute. Because there's so many good ones that, you know, I don't want to... We'll actually make an episode and we'll do like top 10.
Oh, I would have to actually look
those. Yeah, no, we'll do an actual episode in the future and we'll do like a whole top 10.
How about just a whole entire wrestling episode?
No, we'll probably do that.
Ooh, I would like that one.
A whole top 10, and then we'll discuss in grave detail why.
Oh, that one might be a little bit hard.
Well, you can't just sit there and pick the wrong Uso and keep on getting them mixed up throughout the whole
ordeal. Hey, they're twins. I have an excuse.
Yes. Okay, so my fifth one. My final one. Yeah. I think I'm going to have to pick this person. And that would be Adam Cole.
Isn't that the guy that's always on the sidelines with one of the other people?
No. He just fought like at NXT in your house. In a fatal five-way.
He's not in my house.
It's the name of the pay-per-view. He's not actually fighting inside your house.
Good. No, I'm in my house.
No, like, he did really well, but I think Cross actually beat him.
Nikki Cross?
No. No. Why would they fight?
Why wouldn't they fight?
Because, you know, one's a male and one's a female. They don't really do that.
What stops them from doing it?
I don't know. Probably the size difference, the strength difference. Do you want me to continue?
Well, at least you didn't say Michael Cole.
No. It's like Karrion Kross.
Mm. So not
Nikki I think that's Cross. His name. Yeah, no, I think that's his name.
Wait, did you say NXT, Karrion?
Yeah, it's the NXT champion.
Sounds like still a female's name.
It's not.
Still sounds like female.
Is it Killer Kross? I think I know him as Killer Kross.
I guess that can be a little bit more manlier.
Okay, but either way, we're not getting into this to figure out how much wrestling knowledge I really don't have.
I don't have it either.
Because, you know, we're not talking about wrestling today. We're talking about school. But, and most importantly, teachers. Since you want to be you're aspiring to be a teacher. I figured I'd just crush those dreams, and you know, I'm going to tell you everything teachers got wrong.
They told us. I don't get them wrong then.
Well, you know, they lied to us. You're going to lie to your kids. It's the circle of life.
You're going to lie to your kids. Santa Claus is always watching.
You're going to lie to the kids in school.
Santa Claus is always watching.
Are you ready for some of these?
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake.
Are you ready for some of these?
What?
Some of these things?
You always need 2 + 2.
You don't always need that, but
you need to know what 2 + 2 is.
Yeah, I think you just kind of mentally know that. But these are real things that teachers got wrong that they told us.
Preschoolers don't know what 2 + 2 is.
Sure they do. I think.
No.
Can they even count to 2?
1, 2. Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know the curriculum. I'm not there yet.
Well, I do.
Okay, either way, you ready to figure out what teachers get wrong? Well, what they told us? The lies?
Sure.
Well, they're not ready for you, because first we have to get through our ad. And our ad today is through Anchor, so we'll be right back with what teachers got us wrong with.
Yay!
All right, we are back to talk about the liars in the world, and by that I mean teachers.
Depending on who you have.
And all of them.
Only some of them, I feel like, could be actually a liar.
Are you ready to get into some of these lies that they told us in the world?
Yes.
Number one, Pluto is a planet.
That was the scientist's fault.
And they're trying to remake it into a planet again.
Which I don't even know how that works. Does that mean it's just a star?
It's a dwarf planet. At that point, it's not a real planet.
If it's a dwarf planet, it's still a planet.
You know what? That's how old you can tell someone is. I remember in school when they changed it into a dwarf planet.
You know what that means? It's just a tiny person. Are they still a person? Yes, they're just dwarf size.
Yeah, that's not how that works in planets, but we will get into some of the real lies they told us in school.
Just saying, that's how it should be.
We're going to get into the real ones. All right. You ready for this? I'm going to tell you the lie they told us, and we're going to disprove it.
Okay.
Ostriches. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, guys. Please give me a break. Ostriches hide their heads in the sand.
Oh, I think I've seen like that in a movie.
They do not.
You sure?
Yes. So, I'm just going to read parts of it because, you know, I'm not going to fucking read this whole thing. I'm going to read the important parts.
Okay.
No one cares about how they found it. So, the animal, the ostriches, have tiny heads that sometimes appear submerged when they're pecking at the ground. And they actually do briefly put their heads in the ground to turn their buried eggs, but they do not hide from predators by burying their heads.
I hope not. They're too big for all that.
Yeah. The teachers told us that lie.
Well, I mean, it's not really a lie. The only lie it is, they're not hiding. They're just still sticking it in the ground, though.
Well, no, they said to hide from predators.
Depends on what teacher you have.
Fucking Margaret school system. Let's see. You ready for this?
Sure.
This one wasn't told by me from a teacher, but it was told by friends.
We both went to Margaretta, by the way.
Yeah. This one was touching frogs or toads give you warts.
Yeah, that one we got a lot.
Yeah, no, it's not true. It is not. It's been disproven.
Even for toads?
Yes. The bumps that cover the frogs and toads aren't warts at all. Like, you know, how they have a bumpy back.
Then how do you get warts?
Good question. Warts can only be caused by a human virus. Look that up. There you go. But it's probably still not good to talk to frogs and toads like that because there is poisonous frogs and toads out in the world.
Well, then if you do, just wash your hands.
If it's poisoned, it already got into your skin
and seeped into your skin. Well, then you should probably be already dead.
Well, you don't die that quickly.
Why not?
Why not? I'm not a poison expert.
Well, if they catch the poisonous, you might as well just die right then and there.
So you're telling me everyone who gets bit by a poisonous snake should just die?
Well, it would make it easier.
Damn.
Then you're gonna have to go through all those things. What type of snake was it?
A lot of people take a picture of the snake.
What if it already ran away?
Well, then it looks like you're screwed.
What if you're on Snakes in the Plane and there's way
too many... That's not a real movie.
What if there's just way too many snakes and you just can't pick out which one actually bit you?
No, you know what? No, we're not getting to that movie. That's a BS movie. We're going to move on to this one that I know was told me in school.
Okay.
Probably told you too. You remember our president, George Washington? Washington?
Yes.
The first president?
Yes, okay, just want to make sure.
You don't remember our first president's name?
I just want to make sure, because isn't there Judge W. Bush too?
George Washington. Oh. We're not talking about the Bushes.
Okay, yes, I know who George Washington is. I wanted to make sure that was the right president.
So, you remember what they told us in school about his teeth?
His teeth?
Yeah. How he sported the wooden dentures?
Sure.
They're lying to you, Miranda. They were not wooden dentures.
What were they?
He wore a series of dentures, some made from ivory, gold, and even lead.
I don't think I want any of those stuff in my mouth.
Well, they're not wood, so that means the teachers lied to us again. It's us as a society, zero, teachers, three.
I'm pretty sure there's some stuff that's way more important than that.
I don't care. Did they lie to us, Miranda? That's a lie.
Maybe to you.
That's still a lie.
Okay. Let's just go.
They're all liars.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about this? How's gravity thought of? How's gravity discovered, Miranda?
How is it discovered?
Yes.
A ball?
No.
Jumping?
What do they tell you in school, Miranda?
It's been a full year since I've been in school.
That you don't remember how gravity was thought of? Isaac Newton?
I know that name.
Yeah, he's the one that thought of gravity.
Yeah. Didn't he try to jump?
No. So they told us in school that he was sitting underneath an apple tree and an apple fell and hit him on his head.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, you know, you don't remember a lot of these and this is kind of sad.
You see? I'm going to be a better teacher because I don't remember these.
I don't know about that. Well, they lied.
And well, if it's a lie, then I shouldn't have to remember these.
It's a lie.
That's how it should go.
It never happened, Miranda.
Mm.
He did observe apples falling in his family orchard, though. But there is no record of him getting hit in the head with the apples underneath the tree.
Well, it's also not going to just make you get a dong on the head and then you're going to have to go to the hospital. Say, ow, I got a concussion.
I don't think they knew what concussions was back then.
Well, we don't know what a concussion is now.
Well, we're getting better at that.
Maybe, but they still can't prove you have a concussion. You go there, oh yeah, we really can't prove it, but you have all the symptoms.
Yes.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Could have told you that.
Well, you know, we're not talking about the hospital system in this episode.
Just saying.
I know you got to remember this one. Who discovered America, Miranda?
That one is...
this off in my sleep. Who discovered America, Miranda?
Not Yankee Doodle.
You mean Paul Revere?
No, I meant Yankee Doodle.
No, that's not a real person. This person was real.
His name didn't start with Alexander.
You mean Alexander Hamilton? Oh my god. America was already founded during his time.
He said, didn't start with Alexander.
You give me a name.
I'm trying to. I have it up here just right now. It's out of here.
This song's out of here. This is our teacher of the future.
Oh, y'all, I'm going to be doing a lot of reading.
Please tell your friends about this podcast. That way she doesn't have to become a teacher.
Well, are you going to pay me?
You will get paid a salary.
Okay. A salary?
Yeah. Do you know what a salary is?
You better be paying me good money.
I will pay you the money I pay you.
Otherwise, I'm going to be teaching all those listeners' kids.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, please support the podcast.
Yeah, please. It help.
Okay, so back to the question.
Christopher Columbus, got it.
Liar.
I got it, though.
He did not discover America.
See, this is why I don't do social studies.
But he never even set foot in North American soil.
Yeah, wasn't it the wrong place?
He didn't, or he didn't make it past the Caribbean. Like, he made it to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Not North America.
Yeah.
And you know what he did in the Caribbean?
It's still a territory of ours, isn't it?
No, I don't think it is. If it is, it didn't happen back then. It wasn't back then. You know what he did in the Caribbean?
What?
You know how most people, you know, sit back, relax, enjoy the beaches, lay on hammocks,
sure,
drink drinks?
I don't.
He terrorized and killed a lot of people.
Maybe we should start doing that.
Terrorizing and killing people?
Yeah.
Why don't you go move to, like, Russia? They like doing that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, if they're, like, bad...
They were not bad. They were living their life.
Well, then that just sucks for them. They got bad luck then.
Yeah, they had some bad luck. You know, they were even nice to him. That's the sad part.
Oh, he was...
He thought they were, like, you know, the Indians from India.
Yankee Doodle?
No, Christopher Columbus.
Were the Indians Yankee Doodles?
No.
Dang.
No one's a Yankee Doodle. I don't know where you're getting Yankee Doodle from.
Yankee Doodle came to town riding on a pony.
I thought it was a donkey.
No, I think it's a pony.
You know,
riding on a pony.
Riding on a donkey.
Pony. All right.
I think next. Yankee Doodle's an ass. I don't. All right, but back to this, because he terrorized, brutalized, and enslaved the people. Not only was Columbus not aware that he had discovered a continent, but many of historians believe that Norse explorer Leif Erikson landed in Canada 500 years earlier than Christopher Columbus even decided to sail out towards
Europe. I'm not a fan of the word enslaved.
Well, that's what he did.
I don't like it. Enslaved means... with whip. That's never
yep,
good.
That's exactly what he did.
Yeah.
If we, you know, have Columbus Day.
Those people can go rot.
Christopher Columbus and the British men?
Well, I'm sure he's already dead.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Probably log gone rotten.
All right, Miranda. Got another one for you.
Okay.
Who supposedly discovered that the Earth was round?
Who discovered the Earth was round? A scientist?
Who do they say in school discovered the Earth was round?
An author?
No. No.
Geologist?
No. No. Christopher Columbus.
Christopher Columbus again?
Yes.
He wasn't dead yet?
No.
Oh, and is it because he went, like, all the way around?
That's what they thought he did.
Oh, okay, okay.
But that's a lie.
Okay.
Too.
At least, well, that's a lie. Flat.
It's, we're not getting into that one either. We can save that for...
At least that's not a lie.
We can save that for probably a conspiracy episode.
At least that's not a lie.
Still think about that conspiracy episode to this day.
At
but
least
yeah,
the Earth's not flat.
Neither Christopher Columbus or any of his colleagues believed the Earth was flat at that point.
What if it is flat and we just haven't reached the end of it?
They've already went around the Earth multiple times.
Hmm.
Planes do it. I want you to realize that. You do know that, right?
Or they just kept on going up, 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 and then it just seems like they kept going around.
No, no, the planes do that. I want you to know that. Please tell me you know that.
Yes, I do know that.
Okay, so, back to the story. So, the colleagues also believe the Earth was not flat. Or that they would fall off the end of the world if they sailed too far. Virtually every educated person in the West, Britain and all of them, secular religious knew that the world was round by the 3rd century BC, before Christ. We already knew the Earth was round. Fun fact, though, Christopher Columbus thought the Earth was actually a pear. In a pear shape, and a lot smaller than what it actually is.
Hmm. It would be a pineapple.
Nope, he thought pear. You want to know why they let him sail?
Hmm.
Because the spice trades were getting too competitive. And Britain needed to keep up. Off. Britain needed to keep up. So, you know, they just let him go with the 3 worst ships and a skeleton crew.
He wanted to get killed off.
No, everyone thought he was dumb.
So they sent him off to get killed.
Yep. Ready for this, Miranda?
Sure.
This one's going to be in a form of question. I want to see what you say.
Goodness gracious.
What percentage of the brain do humans use?
I think it's supposed to be like 50%.
We use 100% of our brain. Dang. School systems told us 10.
Well, I was in the middle.
You're in the middle of the actual number.
Well, I know we used our brains for, like, a whole bunch of different things, but it's, like, the opposite of things that we use.
We use 100% of our brain.
So anything from the right side of the brain, we use for the left side.
I don't think that made any sense with your argument.
I'm just saying. No, I was trying to help your argument.
No, we use 100% of the brain.
Yeah. Everything that we...
The teacher said that we only use 10.
I guess it depends on what type of class you're in.
The lying class. Apparently, that's what we're in right now.
Depends on what type of grade. Because I don't think we learned that in college.
But yeah, no, we use all of our brain. And there's no scientific evidence to suggest otherwise. And the 10% myth probably comes from a misquote from Albert Einstein.
Albert Einstein?
Yeah. A misquote. They read it from a misquote. Okay, I got an easy one for you.
Okay.
This one's a local one.
Wasn't Christopher Columbus supposed to be an easy one?
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, but you should know this one.
Okay.
Who invented the light bulb?
It wasn't Albert Einstein.
No, it was not Albert Einstein. I'll let you slide on that one.
It was... Who invented... It took me a second to think of Christopher Columbus.
Well, you gotta think of this person. Come on, Miranda. This person's from around the area we live in.
Thomas Edison.
Yes, but that's a lie.
Oh, yeah, he stole it, didn't he?
It was a group effort.
He stole it. He stole the idea, and then he made it work.
Kind of. A brilliant marketer, Edison successfully sold himself as the lone genius inventor, but the light bulb actually came from a group effort by scientists who were sometimes collaborating, sometimes competing to bring light to the world.
Mm-hmm. So he kind of just took the idea.
Yes.
And then made it work. So he stole it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, the idea already worked. He marked it as his own and people believed him.
Mm. You sure?
That's exactly what I just said.
If you say so.
You ready for this one?
Sure.
Is there space and gravity? Well, is there gravity in space?
No, that, well...
Ooh, because you were told there was no gravity in space.
I don't think so.
There is gravity in space. There's gravity everywhere. Teachers lied to us again.
You sure?
Yes.
Is that how they, like, got a jump on the moon?
Miranda?
What?
How does the Earth stay where it is without gravity?
The rotation.
Yeah, what keeps it in rotation?
It's spinning on the axis.
The axis is not a real, like, thing that it stays on. That's just, you know, the point of the centers. It's not really on a pole. You do know that, right? I need you to say yes.
I only know what I was thought.
No, it's gravity. That's how we keep the moon where it is. Gravity.
Interesting. Yes. So why do we gotta jump funny on the moon?
There's less gravity. So there's gravity, but there's less.
That's why we actually touch the moon.
Yes.
While jumping.
And then, like, when objects appear to be, you know, floating in space, it's actually a free fall. They're in a state of free fall in space.
Hmm. I feel like it'd be more fun jumping on the moon than actually jumping on Earth.
Oh, yeah, no, I think it'd be lots of fun. You ready for this one, Miranda?
Sure.
Inside your body, what color is blood?
Red, but I'm pretty sure it's supposed to be blue. At least, isn't that what people say?
It is supposed to be red, even inside your body.
Even inside your body?
Yes. This one's a fun one. But, because they told us in school that blood was blue until it touches oxygen when it turns red. But blood is always red. The veins only appear blue because it's how light's filtered as it penetrates the skin. So when you see the blue all over your arm and stuff like that, that's light penetrating your skin. Your blood's actually red.
Are veins blood?
That's what carries your blood.
Veins?
What did you think they did?
No,
what did you actually think veins did? I need to know this one. We're going to stop this right now. We're going to figure this out.
I was just thinking they're just there.
They just there?
Yeah, I never really thought about what they do. I didn't really care either.
Have you never had a shot in your lifetime where they, or like an IV?
I have, but don't it carry water?
They carry blood to your heart. Your heart pumps the blood into other places.
Yeah, it's sad. I even had health. And I think we probably were supposed to learn that.
I think you need to.
Yeah.
I think you need a new college and stuff like that.
No, I just need a better brain.
I think you need to pay attention.
Yeah, probably that too.
Here's another lie.
Okay.
I know you gotta remember this one.
Okay.
Do you remember the DARE initiative? The drugs?
Yes.
Remember what they said about pot? The marijuana?
Oh, yeah, it's bad for you.
It's not. They also said it was a gateway drug, and it's not.
Oh, you can still get hooked on it.
So, anyone who went to school during the Just Say No era of drugs, or no, while marijuana itself isn't so bad, experimenting in it with it leads to addiction, incarceration, and death from street drugs. For years, educators accepted the gateway theory a 1950s scare tactic that has since been widely debunked and acknowledged by an azimuth in 2016 by then Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Social amenities such as poverty, bad home environment, and early exposure are better indicators of future addiction.
This does not mean go out and smoke pot, though.
You do whatever you guys want to do in your life.
Do not do it. Everyone smoke up. And then it doesn't go away, so other people have to smell it, and it stinks.
Well, you know what? This is only breaking down the truth and light barrier.
Okay, then if you do it, then just stay away from me.
You know, I don't think they're coming next to you anyways.
Doesn't matter. Just don't do it. Otherwise, you'll stink.
All right, so I'm going to text your mom and tell her to stay away from you from now on.
Well, my mom is someone special, so.
Yes. So, you know what? This is not talk about doing drugs. What this is talking about is the lies that they told us in school.
No, they don't want you to do drugs.
But it's a lie. This is all about breaking down the lies.
If you say so.
All right, Miranda. I don't think you've heard this one.
Okay.
But we're going to see. In school, did you ever hear if you were bad, it would go on your permanent record?
I think my brother's heard that one.
That's a lie. There is no permanent record. Yeah, let that one sit in for a second. There is no such thing as a permanent record.
It depends. Like, what do you mean by permanent record?
There's no permanent
record. For, like, your actions?
Yeah. There's no permanent record.
Well, people can still go to, like, ask this. Say you go to college and think it starts in high school. Like, after.
They have to have a written release for that. You have to say yes, release this to this college.
Well, yeah, but if you
there's no permanent record, Miranda.
But if you are planning on going to that college, that you will do that. And then they will tell them
everything. Some districts don't even keep files on you.
I know colleges do.
I'm talking about school districts. This is not college.
Just saying.
This is not professors. What lies professors has told us. This is teachers.
I mean, some people still do, though. I know my one high school teacher did. She still has, like, files on all her students from, like, 2008.
They do keep files containing personal information and attendance records. But those are still... I was about to say, those are still not the same thing.
No, I think it's more
But even those cases, anyone who isn't the student or student's parent, including college administration office, cannot access the record without written release from you or your parent. Mm-hmm. So they don't keep up a behavioral record.
Maybe.
I'm telling you exactly what this said.
Just because it says it doesn't mean they don't actually do it, though.
They've looked this up. I'm trusting other people look this up. Or else why would they discuss this?
People put fake news on the internet all the time?
Nah. Well, I know half this stuff's true just from personal experience of what I've looked up. But where we got this information from was blog.cheapism.com. Yes.
Cheapism.com.
That sounds so stupid. Well, I want to, you know, say the source so that way they get the credit.
Huh? Makes sense.
Yes. I like doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so you don't get sued.
Well, it's not like that. Well, I wouldn't get sued anyways. I didn't read word for word everything.
Good job. You learned.
Yes, I learned how to copywriting. All right, Miranda, so that was all the... Well, that was not all the lies. Actually, there's like 51 lies. I just kind of picked some of the best ones that teachers has told us. What do you think?
I think there's more important lies in the world.
Well, yeah, but you know, we're not counting those. We're counting the ones that I thought was good enough to be on this podcast.
But I want to count the ones that affected me the most.
Like what?
The one where my teacher said everyone was talking... And she asked the whole entire class who was talking when not everybody was talking, because I know I wasn't talking, and it was in the hallway where everyone was supposed to be silent.
Why?
Okay. Because other people was in classes, so you're supposed to be, like, quiet when you walk.
Why were you in the hallway? That's what I want to know.
Oh, because it was restroom break.
What?
Yeah, I think we were going to lunch or something, and it was restroom break, so we all had to line
up
in the hallway.
Can you backtrack this up and, like, explain this?
Okay. So we was all waiting in the hallways.
Who, like, where was this?
Entire class. At elementary school. Maybe okay. third grade. Maybe first grade.
So you have this grievance since first grade.
Yes.
You've been holding on to it. And now you're going to slam this teacher. You probably don't remember the name of.
Oh, Mrs. Ball.
Oh, wow. So she's the teacher that you hate?
I will forever remember her. Okay. Because of this moment.
Okay, now we can kind of go into this moment because I'm more curious now. Now I know the whole backstory.
Yes. Okay. So she did these things where there were chips. And you collect so many chips.
Like poker chips?
Yeah. More like bingo chips, though.
Okay.
And,
I thought they were tokens.
They were kind of like tokens. Basic, well.
What's the difference between a chip and a token? That's my question.
I mean, I don't know, but to me it was a bingo chip. I don't know.
Oh, it's like those little red, little clear things.
Yeah.
So besides the dot, I'm old fashioned. I like the dotter.
It was like the red on the one side and then like the white on the other. It was that.
I never understood those.
I don't know. As now you get so many and then you get a prize.
Nice.
Well,
I was there a five screen TV in there?
No, Joey. This was probably how many ever years ago that was.
There were still TVs. I think flat screens probably just became a thing. When was flat screens invented? How about you Google this? When was flat screens invented?
I don't want to Google it. I want to tell my story.
Well, I want to know if there's if there could have been a flat screen TV in there.
I don't even know what year that was.
Well, we can do the math.
Oh, do the math.
Let's see. You said it was first grade?
It was first or third. I think it was more. It had to be first grade.
All right, so we'll do first grade. You graduated, last year?
Yes.
So count back from 12. There you go. So you graduated like 2020?
Yes.
So probably like 2004?
I could have been like 7 years old, so maybe 2008.
Like,
2009.
2008, 2009?
I think I say around. When was...
So I'm going to say 2008, 2009. I'm going to say they were invented back in 2006.
Flat screens.
What are you saying? What year do you think? I'm thinking 2006. That's a pretty safe bet.
Flat screens TVs were invented in the 1960s.
Damn, really?
The first prototype flat-screen TV was invented during the month of July in 1964.
So she could have had a flat-screen TV for you guys?
No. We were young.
And you guys wouldn't want a flat-screen TV?
It was more of candy.
Fucking just go to the store and buy a cute piece of candy.
That's not the point. Anyways, let me get back to the story. Okay. So we were on restroom break, and we had to stay quiet. We were waiting for everyone to get out. Everyone was on the, let's say, left-hand side, okay, of the wall. And a lot of people were talking. Not everyone was talking, because I know I wasn't talking. And then the teacher came, I think, out of the restroom just to see who was all in there or something. And she was
like... Did you go in the men's restroom, too?
No, I don't think so.
Who went in there?
I don't know. I just remember the important part.
Okay, you go back to yours.
So, basically, she came out and she was like, hey, why is everyone, like, talking and this and that? I don't care about that part. She was
like, I need to know this part.
Anybody that was talking, go to the right side of the wall. So, some people went to the right side of the wall. I was not talking, so I did not go to the white right side of the wall. And Jay was like, oh, okay. So everyone on the left side of the wall had to give up, like, 2 chips. I was mad because I was not talking. I was not talking. And I had to give up 2 chips.
So you're telling me that you told the people who were talking to go to the right side of the wall, then punished everyone who did not go to the right side?
Yes!
That's the best thing I've heard.
Oh my goodness, and it's bothered me ever since. I've never liked her. Ever. And then she was my sixth grade teacher.
I thought you were about to say her sex teacher.
No. She was my sixth grade teacher. And then she did another wrong thing.
Hold on. I want to talk about this first girl thing. So let's just say that you were not talking with like 3 other people. Everyone to the right side of the wall. They said, well, you 3 were talking. Bingo chips gone.
Yeah. I wouldn't. So the question is, do they think about that as much as I do?
No.
I still have the grudge.
So, we'll go to your sixth grade story, because I hope you confronted her about that. She gave you your extra 2 chips. But first, I got some other questions.
I don't think I actually confronted her with it. Well, I just kind of got mad at her and just...
held it.
Yeah.
So, like... were the people that went to the right side of the wall actually talking?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they were.
So she thought you were lying, and they were lying.
Well, the right people she knew wasn't lying because, well, they were talking. The left people, well, I guess she thought everyone was talking.
So why not just come and get the bingo chips? Why do the whole right side, left side?
Because the bingo chips were to tell you, like, good versus bad. They told the truth. We lied.
Yeah, liar.
She basically called us a liar.
She called you a dirty dog liar.
I am not a liar. I was not talking. I know that. And that's why I was so mad. Because I know I was not talking.
She should have the whole police investigation, Miranda.
Yeah, she should have. You know how much I could have had 2 extra coins.
Yes.
I could have gotten some candy or something.
Not that day.
So, of course not that day. I don't know how I earned them back, but I was just mad.
Let's talk about your sixth grade encounter with this person.
Okay, my sixth grade encounter.
Mrs. Balls.
Mrs. Ball. She
fuck you, Mrs. Ball.
We were reading a book. It was an ancient book.
Ancient book.
Yeah, it was like about Egypt or something. I know we had a couple of choices. We could make a scroll, we could make a game board, or we could do something else. I don't know.
How the fuck do you make a scroll?
She had a whole bunch of different things to what is it called? Credentials? Yeah, I think that's the word.
Okay.
Okay. She had a criteria. There we go. On what we should do and how we should do it. We had a criteria for everything that we could choose. So everyone picked what they wanted to do. And most people picked the scroll. And she got mad that nobody else wanted to do the game board and anything else. So she made the whole entire class do a scroll and then added on to what we had to do for the scroll. That made it so much longer and so much more to do. And holy crap, it's just like...
I would have picked the game board.
We can't make that woman happy.
I would have picked the game board if I had to pick one.
Yeah, but she didn't let anybody do the game board.
There was no options.
No, after, like, more than half the class picked the school, she was like, okay, if nobody else wants to do anything else, well, then we're all doing the
school. That's what I was saying. It's like, I want to do something else.
No. And then half the class didn't even get, finish the scrolls, and, well, almost everyone got, like, a detention.
Did you get detention?
No, I had my mom finish the project for me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Just because I'm smarter than everyone else and I have a better mom, I just felt bad.
Did you get a D?
No, I think I actually got like a high grade.
Did she even read the scroll? I don't know. She probably didn't even read it.
We had to present them.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. I know your mom. She probably fucking read it.
No. We made a poem. We colored it. We made a language on it.
A language? Did you make up a language?
Well, not we didn't make up the language, but we had to make up, like, the design lettering.
What? Like, it...
We had to encrypt it?
Encrypt it?
Yeah, is that a word?
To bury it?
Not bury it. We had to make the...
I think I know what you mean. Yeah, okay.
Okay, yeah.
Calligraphy or something like that.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, we had to do that, and I think we had to do a few other things here and there. And then we made it pretty.
Nice.
Yeah.
I still hold a grudge against, I think, a fourth grade teacher of mine. It was a substitute teacher. Only had him one time, so I forgot his name. But it was math class. I remember I was in the back, too. Like, I was, like, two rows away from the back because my last name starts with a V, so of course I got to the back. So, I yawn really weirdly. So when I yawn, I make a noise. Every time. It sounds like I'm burping or something like that. So I was yawning. And I'm like, I'm fourth grade. So I don't know how to control any of that. So what happened was, I did it. He said, excuse me, what was that to me? It's like, I just yawned. So if you do that again, I'm going to give you detention. It's like, for yawning? It's like, it sounded like a burp. It's like, I promise you it's a yawn. I just, you know, have a fucking funny way about a yawn. I don't know. So yeah, I've held a grudge against that dude for a long ass while.
But how do you not remember his name?
It was one time when I was in fourth grade.
I still remember Miss Ball's name.
We had her two times.
I remembered her name
2 years
before.
Yeah, for 2 years. She was an actual teacher there.
I still remembered her before I had her in sixth grade.
But she was a teacher, so you could just go, hey, look, Mrs. Balls, I remember you. I would have went in there and stole 2 poker chips from someone else. I could take my poker chip. I'm going to take someone else's poker chip. Someone who's actually talking.
I should have.
All the poker chips.
Okay. Instead, you're going to give me 2 poker chips. You're going to give me 2 poker chips.
No, I'll steal everyone's poker chips.
No, I wouldn't do that.
All the extreme. You gotta go extreme.
No. No, no. Can't do that.
All I know is that, you know, I would at least take 2 poker chips. Hindsight now.
I don't know. I would have to be tricky.
Why? They're first graders.
Because I would still want to use them. And not get caught.
Okay. I don't think she really kept count of who had what.
It doesn't matter. I don't want to get caught. Then I would probably get in trouble. I don't like getting in trouble, so I can't get in trouble.
I think I got in trouble, real trouble, like one time in high school. I'm talking like real trouble, like no 2-hour detention. Like I had an in-school suspension. I had it twice.
I never got either.
I had it twice.
I remember I puked in classes and got sent to the nurses. Let me take that back. The most trouble I got into was skipping classes. Well, just skipping school in general when I was in like first grade.
I see.
Maybe third grade.
I forgot what it was, but, I didn't do a homework assignment, so they gave me a 2-hour detention in high school. I didn't want to serve it. So I'm serious, what the fuck are they going to do to me? Then they bumped up to 2 2-hour detentions. Didn't serve that either. Then they bumped it up to a 2-day in-school suspension. I was like, what? So I had to go sit in a room away from everybody else. Like, and, you know, be away from everyone else. Let me tell you, that was the best 2 days of school that year. But the best part is that, like, the teacher who was supposed to watch over everyone was gone for those 2 days that I was in ISS. So we had a substitute teacher who didn't really care. So we all got to, you know, hang around, talk and stuff like that, because all of our work got done really quickly, because in the fucking room, we don't have to switch class to class to class. All the work was brought to us. We went down, ate lunch. We weren't allowed to talk or anything down there, but, you know, back in the room, we could, you know, hang out again. And that was really fun. Then I got a half a day another time. That was at E-Hopi.
How did you get it at E-Hopi?
So, over there, there's that adult center.
Yeah.
Where adults can go and learn the classes. They had a soda machine over there. I want a soda. So I went over there and grabbed a soda. I did for, like, I don't know, 20 times before I finally got called.
Nice.
Yeah, and then, like, they were so mad because there was a group of us that they decided to throw all of us in ISS different days. So we had to pick what day. It was either a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. I picked a Friday because it was, I think, during, like, one of those things where, you know, it wasn't a real day. It was, like, a half a day type of deal. Mm. So I picked Friday. So I went there Friday, and the teacher left for the day. So I had another substitute teacher. And during that time, I think I watched all of TED 2. I just had to shut it off whenever there was a real teacher walking by.
How do you get substitute teachers?
I don't know. It was the draw of luck for high school.
The only time I actually really liked my substitute teacher was when there was this one substitute teacher. He was an older man. His name, a lot of us cross-country kids called him Grandpa Wes. And he always told stories the whole entire class. So none of the teachers liked him because he wouldn't give out, like, the homework. But he would always keep the students interested because he always had a story to tell. And a little bit of, like, feedback to give to us about the story on why it's, like, important. And it would take up the whole entire class, so we would get nothing done, and it was always the best. Because it was just so fascinating.
See, I like that. My history teacher, I believe in ninth grade, Mr., I probably did not get this name right, but Vladimir? Nope, that's not it. Mr. Volzakov? I don't know.
Volzer,
yes. Ninth grade, he told stories in history class literally all the time. Great teacher.
See, my history teacher, he was Mr. Pope.
Mr. Pope? I remember him. Yes, yes, yes. He was a cool one. I got him like 10th grade, I believe, or something like that.
He was awesome. Yeah. And then he had, like, I think he fell down the stairs or whatever, lost his memory. So,
oof.
He retired, I'm pretty sure, very quickly.
Yeah.
Because he did not get his memory back at all that year. And then we got a new teacher that was supposed to be a substitute, but I think he stayed. And, well, he was hot, but I didn't like how he taught.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that does it for us for, you know, talk about teachers who take to wear poker chips for not talking when they tell us not to talk.
You wanted lies, and that was the one lie I remembered.
Well, I don't think he lied to you. You lied to her.
I did not lie. I wasn't talking.
In her eyes, you lied to her.
She was a liar, pants on fire.
Well, she was not out there, so she had to go with what she had.
That doesn't mean that you punished everyone else.
But, you know, I don't know. All I know is that school wasn't that horrible. I think I was an all right kid.
I know I was an all right kid. I just keep grudges.
All right, I think that's about it. So, of course, you can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google us on Google Podcasts.
Yeah, we found that out today.
Yes. I didn't know that was a real thing. Well, we're shooting a week in advance, so we found out like last week and this time. Because you're going to be gone next week, so we're doing this episode way ahead.
Yes.
You're going to work. Cleveland?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Nice. I'm probably going to be at home. So, that's great.
All right. You get a break for me.
Yes. Do you have any take-backs, apologies, criticisms?
Don't believe everything you're told.
Yeah, and then, especially by teachers. They're liars.
As long as you know the truth, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
You can still hold a grudge.
Don't take first graders' poker chips or else they're going to for 21 years. That's what we found out.
It's not been 21 years yet, but I will still have that grudge for that long.
Well, it's been in her grave.
Until she's dead. I think, the best part about is I think she was one of those teachers that had the extra flab. And so, like, every time she pointed, you would just see the flab just swing around her arm.
I don't know why people just don't get rid of those.
I don't know, but it's, like, gross but interesting to watch all the time.
Oh, you can't take your eyes off. It's like a car wreck. You can't take your eyes off of it.
Oh, yeah, stuff. Yeah, no. You just watch it swing back and forth. And then half the time, you're, like, wondering if you're actually paying attention. So you're just watching it swing.
All right. Now, Miranda wants to apologize for everyone for flabs. Is this our new subject where you have to sit there and apologize to different groups of people? Or is this an actual thing?
Didn't I have to do that the first time, too?
You did second time. Second episode.
Did I do it the first time, too?
No.
Yeah, on the stage.
Oh, yeah. Fucking apologize to Kentucky. Apologize to this is the new thing.
We'll see how all the other times go.
Yeah, hopefully we get her under control.
Can't promise anything.
Once you bring in more visitors, I could probably get a better co-host and then we go from there.
Hey, you can't replace me.
And not for a long while. Until you start becoming a teacher and you can't do these like night talk shows anymore with me.
Well, I'm probably still can. That's just I'm gonna be tired, so I'm gonna.
Well, we do it like a Friday. Yeah, we usually do these Friday, Saturdays, so you know.
Yeah, so I'm good as long as I don't got no kids.
Oh, I have a kid. I still do it.
Yeah, but I feel like I'd be busy.
Nah, it's a lot
with
of times.
Schoolwork and kids and.
All right.
I don't know. Depends.
I don't really have any takebacks or anything.
Good for you.
I apologize. This episode was not as intriguing as I thought it was going to be.
That was intriguing for me, at least for the end.
Yeah? No, well, I mean, the middle where you didn't know where Christopher from. I want to apologize for people, the future kids of America. That's who I'm apologizing to. Nice to hear this person teach.
At least I found the name. It took a minute, but I found
that's
the
name. That's why I'm apologizing to the future kids of America.
I found the name.
And the parents of right now.
In the back of my mind. It just had to come all the way to the front.
The parents of right now, future kids of America, I apologize to you
all
guys.
All it was so cluttered in the middle of the brain that the back of the brain, they had to push out, like, everyone in the middle to make through.
I don't think that's how that works.
Oh, that's definitely how that works. They had to just get to the front.
All right, Miranda, tell them where to find you.
Oh, you can find me at Instagram, at MerPanda1001.
All right, and I, of course, have a Twitch I don't get on, but it's so cool to have at least one follower. That would be at RetroJ19, and on Twitter, where I update these shows' contents and anything else I find interesting, at Joe Vyak. And I think that's it, right?
Yes, sir.
You have anything else to tell these people?
Have a nice day.
Believe your kids when they tell you that they were not talking in the line and don't take away their two bingo chips.
Please, please do. Because they will hold a grudge.
All right. That's it.
Have a nice day.